What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today with an episode about a crazy new AI tool from Google called Notebook LM. And you may have noticed the subtitle of our episode today is, "Are Podcasts Dead?" And I'll leave it up to you guys to decide that one. When I found out about Notebook LM, I'm not going to lie, there was a moment where I was asking if I had done my leap into podcasting too late and if it was all for naught. But I'm going to stay positive, and I believe that even in a world where we have artificially generated podcasts, which is what we're going to talk about today, people are going to gravitate towards the real human content out there. So we're going to keep cranking out real human content here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, so you're probably telling me to cut to the chase right now if you're listening, wondering why I think Notebook LM might be the death of podcasts. And basically what Notebook LM is quote unquote, a personalized AI research assistant powered by Google's most capable model, Gemini 1.5 Pro. So the original use case, or the main use case, and what it allows you to do is upload a document or a set of documents or files that they call sources that are central to a specific project or a presentation that you have to give. And Notebook LM will take these documents or sources as input. And essentially, as they put it here on their website, it instantly becomes an expert in that information, to quote the landing page here. So again, the original use case here is to have a vocal pair of like research assistants as far as the audio overviews goes, or assistants who can help you break down a large chunk of contextual documents, whether it's a slideshow or a PDF or an academic report, and really just help you study it and make it available to your users or your prospects in a much more digestible, friendly way. But a use case that kind of snuck up out of nowhere, at least I think, is the ability to create an entirely AI-generated podcast using these audio overviews from Notebook LM. And this was an idea that I pulled from a recent Rundown.ai newsletter from Rowan Chung. Side note, I think I've called him Rowan Chang in the past, and I believe it's pronounced Chung. So Rowan, if you ever hear this episode, my apologies. And again, thanks for all the amazing content over at the Rundown.ai. Anyway, the headline from the newsletter here from Rowan reads, "Google turns your notes into podcasts." So Rowan took this a step further and said, wait, if we can have two people go back and forth on a deep dive, as they put it here, and discuss a topic, we've essentially just made a podcast. If you can input the data or sources to the topic that you would cover in your normal episode, Notebook LM will create an audio overview that essentially takes the same form as a podcast. And Rowan did provide an example. They turned a recent newsletter of theirs into an audio overview, and I will link to the audio overview in the show notes. Honestly, guys, it's super impressive and super scary at the same time for a podcast content creator. I think the back and forth is pretty darn organic and pretty darn entertaining, considering that it's entirely AI generated. So go check out the example audio overview that Rowan cranked out from their recent newsletter. And now, for the rest of this episode, I am going to have Notebook LM create a little podcast or an audio overview, as it were, about its own website. So we're going to submit the Notebook LM website to Notebook LM as a source and see what happens. My thinking is that we'll get a little bit of a back and forth podcast about the tool. So with that, I'm going to leave it to my AI co-host to talk a little bit about Notebook LM.
Ever get lost in a research rabbit hole? Wishing you had like a guide to connect the dots faster.
Definitely happens to me all the time.
Right. Well, there's a ton of buzz about these AI research tools. You know, everyone's promising they're the virtual assistant we've all been waiting for.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And one name that keeps popping up is Notebook LM.
Yay.
But is it really all that? Time for a deep dive.
Okay, so Notebook LM is basically Google's latest swing at this, right? Uses their Gemini 1.5 Pro model. The big idea is it becomes an expert on your specific research.
Hold on, expert on your research. Okay. That sounds like every other search engine promise out there. How's it actually different?
It's about getting you from info to insight crazy fast. You upload your stuff, research papers, articles, even just your notes. Notebook LM takes it all in and gets the context of what you're working on. That's where the Gemini 1.5 Pro comes in. It's not just matching keywords like old school search. It's understanding the meaning, how things connect within your docs. They call this source grounded.
Source grounded. Okay. Yeah. So what's that mean in practice? Give me an example.
Sure. Say you're writing about, I don't know, a historical event, got mountains of research. You upload it all to Notebook LM, right?
All right.
Then you ask, what were the major economic factors leading up to this? Instead of some generic answer, it digs into your uploads, pulls out direct quotes, with citations even, backing up its answer.
Wait, it does the citations for you?
It can, yeah. Like having a superhuman research assistant combing through everything, highlighting the key stuff.
Okay, that is impressive. Talk about a time saver. I can't tell you how many nights I've wasted hunting down a single quote in a pile of PDFs. That feature alone, that's huge.
Okay.
But all this uploading personal research, gotta ask about privacy. What's Google doing with our data? Are they using it to, like, train their AI?
Totally fair question. Good news is Google's been pretty upfront about Notebook LM and privacy. They specifically say your uploads aren't used for training their AI. It's your data. You control it unless you choose to share it with collaborators.
All right. That's good to hear. It does seem like they're being careful, which makes sense with something this powerful, you know? And speaking of powerful, the hype is real. Even Tiago Forte, the building a second brain guy, called Notebook LM the best software ever for using AI in creative work.
Yeah, that's a heck of an endorsement. Forte's a big deal in productivity and knowledge management, so for him to say that definitely means something. And it's not just for research. It could change how anyone who works with information and ideas does their thing.
It really makes you think. If this Notebook LM lives up to the hype, even half of it, will it change how we learn and create entirely? Is this the future of knowledge work? Are we looking at it?
$1 million question right there. It's exciting to think about, though, how these tools could change how we process info and find new connections, but then how did WE adapt to use them best? It's a whole new world of AI-powered research, that's for sure.
Definitely something to think about. And on that note...
Okay, you see what I mean, guys? That's insane. That's crazy impressive. That has way more humanity and natural intonation and conversation than any generated audio I've heard so far in any of these tools, or certainly that we've played on this show. And now maybe you can see why I was like, oh no, now we can all just simply whip up a podcast in a matter of minutes by importing a slideshow or a website or a presentation. And the quality is pretty darn impressive, pretty amazing. So what do you think? Is this the end of podcasting, guys? You tell me, are you still going to be inclined to listen to a human host rather than a couple of AI agents doing a quote unquote deep dive into a topic? Let me know if I should keep cranking out these episodes or if I should just hand it off to AI. Again, I'm going to do a bet. I'm going to do a bit of a long-term bet that in a ocean of AI podcasts and content, the human content is still going to stand out and differentiate itself. So we're sticking with that here at the AI Marketing Navigator. Okay, obviously the action item today is to go check out Notebook LM, throw your website in there, throw a slideshow or a slide deck, a sales pitch that you use in training or in sales or in marketing, and see how it converts into an audio overview. When you do input some sources, there's a few different features other than just the audio overview. You're going to get a little summary of the content as well, and then also some suggested follow-up questions, which is a cool feature. You'll even be able to prompt the Notebook LM to create other documents based off of the input, like an FAQ or a study guide or a table of contents and a few other document types. So go check it out. Let me know what you think. And I plan on seeing a bevy of new podcasts hitting the scene, and maybe one will be yours. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.